This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
I've done media law, so I think I can get us off.
Hopefully you can get us there.
But one of the things I noticed, especially this week on retrospect, was that...
Getting very retrospective this week, aren't we?
Why not reminisce, you know?
Why not? You know, when you have the sound effects for it, why not reminisce?
Why not reminisce when you've made the effort to record it all? But one of the things I realised was that I am a person who puts a lot of emphasis on a particular item or object that I don't currently own. That would like to purchase because I believe to myself that it's going to change my entire life.
Okay. You think that one item, by purchasing it, you'll revolutionize your entire life.
The way my day-to-day is completely changed from the moment I buy this product.
Wow.
Or whatever, you know?
I would agree with that. I feel like most of the time, though, it's you know, it costs a lot of money usually. Like, these purchases that seem life-changing or, you know, you think that will be life-changing after you purchase it, they're all, you know, pretty expensive items.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
You don't think fast about it. You really have to contemplate.
That's true, G. That is true.
Yeah.
But that is capitalism. I'm not sure if you're new to that.
It's the way...
G&G.
Look, thanks, Wendy.
I realize I'm a sucker for it, you know? I'm sucked into having to feel like buying things, you know? But I do. I find that I'll tell myself very easily, I'm able to convince myself very easily that, yep, this one product's going to change my life. I'll buy it and then realize I never use it.
And everything,
You're living in a material world and you are a material girl.
Look,
to quote Madonna,
it's
you do have lovely foundation on tonight. I forgot to.
And those cone breasticles are very nice.
Guys, just showering me in compliments right now. I really
and the in studio audience, I think, has a message for you. No, I don't think they do.
Guys,
in studio audience.
I haven't even told my story yet.
A bit slow on the applause today, I think.
That's all right. As long as they're there.
As long as they're there.
Have you told stories before, or is it going to be like a virgin?
Oof, this could
said for the very first time.
This could be the premiere of this story. Like, nice. It's also the season 3 premiere of
Love Out Proud. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for saying that. I think we're getting a little bit too rowdy tonight, guys.
So
we're getting a little bit
stop on the coffee.
Yes.
But one of the thing that made me realize it was I was cleaning out my things and
that's not a regular occurrence down at the Laugh Out Proud House.
No, so when you're making the cleanse of products that you've got, you realize what you don't need. And I realized that I'm a sucker for buying things that I can use for my gaming console.
Okay.
Realized that once upon a time I thought, you know what? What's going to change my entire life?
What?
Playing games with a plastic guitar.
Oh,
so that would change my life.
That'll completely revolutionize
your
whole
experience.
Were
you trying to be heroic with that instrument?
I was, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
I was.
Putting on a backyard performance, weren't you?
Yes.
Every Wednesday.
I thought that would change my life, and it didn't. I used it for a little bit, and then never went back to it. I thought buying the entire plastic band kit to play.
Wow.
Would change my life.
With a triangle as
No, with the plastic drum kit that you bang really loudly in your house in the middle of the night, then your mum yells at you.
Did it come with
change
a
my life.
Did it come with a plastic lead singer or
it did, and a backup guitarist.
Wow.
As well. It was
look
the full
that.
Kit. But it didn't change my life. And then I realized that I could play games where it's got the camera on you.
Oh.
And then you
it's
realize,
watching you constantly.
Yeah, but then you realize you're just watching yourself play games on the TV because it's filming you, and that's more depressing than it should be.
Really. Skyping yourself.
Still in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
You might as well be. You might as well be looking like an idiot.
Shadow gaming.
Again, and realize didn't change the way I play or live my life. So I need to work out a way to change the way I think about things.
Yeah, I feel a similar way to... Remember that knife that we bought for the house?
It was very expensive,
It was, you know, one of those Kobayashi slice-through-everything knives.
It is, and I remember you coming to me with the ad.
At the house meeting.
Yep.
We had a house meeting, and we said, look, we can't cut through shoes like we used to. And we need an item that will change our cutting lives.
But not only that, but also cut through the middle of a tin.
Yeah.
Just because.
Just because. Because, you know, when you have, when you're done with a can, when you're done with a soda can, you know, you don't want to have to just crush it.
No.
You know?
No, because that's what machines do.
Or
that's
if
what,
the ring top comes off and or you can't have a can opener, which they're difficult to use, it's good to just chop it in half.
Just chop it in half with a knife.
Or if you only want to use half, then have half later.
That's true.
Well, I ordered you this knife. I ordered this knife. You know, it came with the old, you know, free frying pan and the...
It was beautiful.
The free elliptical.
We did well.
And the free personal trainer and everything.
It was a great deal.
All the freebies that you get. And look, I'll be honest with you. The knife did not revolutionize
out. Didn't cut it?
Well, no. And it cut the cheese a lot more than I would have liked.
Jeez. But didn't cut the mustard.
It didn't cut the mustard. And it was cutting my grass, to be honest with you.
Uh-oh. We can't have that.
Mowing my lawn or whatever that saying is.
There you go.
And it really didn't revolutionize. Look, I mean, you remember from how many meringue pies that we didn't cut?
Several.
Several we did not cut.
We were left disappointed.
We were left disappointed by the fact that this Kobayashi knife...
Couldn't cut.
It really couldn't...
It didn't make it.
It didn't make the cut in our household.
And it didn't change our lives like we thought it would. And it was an expensive purchase. Would be life-changing.
Would be absolutely life-changing. And now, you know, I'm not murdering any less.
No, so, it hasn't modified your schedule in that.
It hasn't at all.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.